104.9 The Morning X.
Joined now by Heidi from the Rock River Valley Blood Center. Heidi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks.
I'm glad to talk to you again. I believe we did speak quite a bit when we did our blood drive, the Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve blood drive back in the winter.
We did.
And I cannot believe that we have not had you on to talk since a pandemic has happened. So it's good to finally have you on. Let's talk about the need. How bad is it right now?
It's pretty bad. We are actually in what we would call a national blood shortage. And the reason we say that is that all of us across the nation have lost blood drives due to COVID, and the fact that businesses are really not back to fully operational, lots of factories still don't have their full operations in, we don't have the blood drives happening. So us personally, we've lost over 3,000 units of blood in the last like 3 months.
And
that's huge for us and trying to make that up. And now we still are losing blood drives. We are not even, we're at about a 40% of our capacity that we usually do for blood drives. So we're really hurting as far as blood. And then the bad thing is if we need to get it from our neighbors, which we always help each other, none of us can help each other because we're all in the same situation.
And as I recall from talking to you in the winter, blood doesn't last forever.
Right. It has a 42-day shelf life.
Yeah. And if you think about it, the pandemic has been going on longer than 42 days now, believe it or not. It's been quite some time.
It seems like it's been forever.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And, you know, it's probably hard to get people out to donate when there's not a pandemic going on. So what can be done? How do we know, if we're eligible to give blood, do we need to have a test results, things like that?
No, just generally, if you are in general good health and you're feeling well and healthy, you are fever-free, we don't want anyone who's sick to come into the blood center, but if you're feeling well and healthy, you weigh 110 pounds, you most likely are eligible to be a blood donor.
And let me ask you this question. I know we talked off the air about not discussing numbers, but how many dollars does it cost to give blood?
Zero.
Exactly. And how long is the process generally?
From start to finish, we tell people to plan about an hour being with us. The needle part that everyone's so freaked out about, 5 to 8 minutes. Not a big deal.
Right. So it's a very small portion of the process. And at $0, I'd call that not a big expense, just an hour of your day for no money at all. And you go in and you save some lives.
Now, you save 3 lives. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah.
And so if 100 people show up, that's 300 lives.
300 lives. Mm-hmm. So it's a very small window of your time. It's something that you can easily do. Like you said, it doesn't hurt your pocketbook. It really, and you are helping your fellow man. And that's what it's all about right now, is helping out, because there are people that normally are blood donors that perhaps can't give right now because they are sick or have been exposed and they don't want to come in. So we really need people that are healthy and well to come in and donate.
Yeah, and as far as the weekend goes, the holiday weekend, are the blood centers open?
No, we're actually closed on the 4th of July, so that hurts us even more. We're losing a day of collection. So.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Those days surrounding would be a great time to go in and donate.
Right. So, you know, we're open tomorrow, limited hours on Fridays, but then all next week, again, you can come in. It will help us out. We definitely need to bolster our supply.
It's so important. I would have imagined that, healthy people during a pandemic would have gotten up and said, I'm going to go give.
Well, and they did at first. Like at the beginning of the pandemic, everybody was coming out, and we've never had this happen before. We had too much blood, and we didn't want to throw it away, so we told people to stop coming for a while. We actually shut the blood center down for 2 full days because we didn't want to throw blood away. It's too precious. You know, we didn't want to do that. And then we opened back up, and they didn't come back. So now it's been, you know, as we're opening back up in our state, people are, you know, getting back to normal life, getting back to their old things. When they were bored and in the house, they were all willing. But now people are out and about, right, and it's back to the normal, and we really need people in here.
Right, and that kind of probably goes back a little bit to people not realizing that the blood they did give only lasts that 42 days.
Right, it's gone. All those people that came, which we really appreciate, your blood has been used and it's gone. We need to replace it. We have less than a 2-day supply right now, and we like to have at least a 7-day supply.
And how often can you give blood?
You can give every 56 days.
Okay, good. Good. So if you're within that window, if you're healthy, a good time to go out and donate would be soon.
Yes.
Immediately. Yesterday,
sooner
actually.
Than later.
Right. Heidi from the Rock River Valley Blood Center. All the information on locations and things like that can be found at rrvbc.org. Did I say those letters right?
You did.
All right, great. Heidi, thanks so much for joining us. That is very important information, and we hope that your numbers go skyrocketing very soon.
Thank you. Have a great fourth.
Thank you, Heidi. You too.
1049, The Morning X.
Throwback!